We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Omid. We're continuing to darshan the psukim in Megillas Esther. It says in the Megillah, Peregimul Posuk Yud, Vayosar Hamelech est Habatoi me'al Yodoi, Vayitno lahomon ben Amdoso ha'agogi toir ha'yehudim. Omer b'Abu Bar Kahana, Gedoilo asoras tabas, Yeso me'arboi mushmoine nuvim, Vesheva nuvias shenisnabu lahen li'Yisrael. There were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that all gave Nevuah in Hashem's name, trying to encourage Klal Yisrael to do tshuva and come closer to Hashem. And they were not matzliach, until Achashverosh took his ring off and gave it to Haman, and that caused everybody to do tshuva. Shekulam lo yichzirum lemutav, ve'ilu asoras tabas yichzirum lemutav. What the Nevi'im and Nevi'os couldn't do with their teichocha, the gzeiros of Haman and the koyach he got by receiving the ring from Achashverosh managed to achieve. Now, since the Gemara's mentioned the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os, the Gemara's going to bring a brisa about them. Tanu Rabbanon, Arboim ushmoino Nevi'im v'sheva Nevi'os nisnabu lehem liYisrael. B'meshech haderos, amongst the many Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael had, 48 of them stood out. And all of them, loypichasu v'loyhoysiru al mashakosu v'batera. We know that a Novi is not allowed to be mechadish anything, as we saw in Daf Beis Amud Beis. And none of these Nevi'im or Nevi'os added or took anything off the Torah. Chutz mimikra Megillah, besides for the Takona, which the Nevi'im instated, of Mikra Megillah, which in some form is a mitzvah which was added onto the mitzvahs they had before. Says the Gemara Maidrush, where did they find the smach in the Torah which allowed the Nevi'im to add this mitzvah? Omer Abchir Bar Ovin, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho, they learnt it from a Kal V'Chayme, Uma Me'avdos L'Cheirus. When Klal Yisrael, who were not in Sakonas Misa, they came out from being slaves to being free. When they came out of Mitzrayim, Omrin on Shira, they said Shira, that we know as Oz Yashir, Mimisa Lechaim, by the Gzeirah of Purim, where there was a Gzeirah of Misa on Klal Yisrael, and they were saved, Lekol Shekein, of course, they have to say Shira, and the Megillas Esther is a form of Shira that we say on the Ness. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, Halil Nami Neima, if so we should say Halil on Purim. Halil is also a Shira. Says the Gemara, Lefi she'enu imrim Halil al Nes shebechutz laretz. Since the Nes of Purim happened in Chutz Laretz, therefore they were not mesakin that we should say Halil. Asks the Gemara, Yitzias Mitzrayim degam shebechutz laretz heicham rinon Shira. Yitzias Mitzrayim also wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Purim, Kedetanya, like we saw in the Braisa. Actually, Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, till Klal Yisrael didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, Huchshuru Kol Arotzu Yisleimar Shira. A nest that happened anywhere else was enough to allow us to say Shira. Mishenichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, but after Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael became Niskadish, Lehuchshuru Kol Arotzu Yisleimar Shira. A nest that happens in the other countries and continents in the world, one cannot say Shira, only on a nest that happens in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman Omar. Rav Nachman says a different explanation regarding why we don't say Halil on Purim. He says, Kriyosa zu halilya. The reading of the Megillah is the Halil of Purim. Rav Omar. Rav says that the reason that we say Halil on Pesach and not on Purim is Bishlei Mahasam Baitziyas Mitzrayim, Halilu Avdei Hashem. When they said Halilu Avdei Hashem at the beginning of Halil, V'lo Avdei Pari, they came out of Mitzrayim, they were no longer Avdei Pari, they were now Avdei Hashem, so they said Shira. Elohocha, but in the Nes of Purim, Halilu Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Achashverosh, is it possible to say that we are Avodim of Hashem and not Avodim of Achashverosh? Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anon. We still remained Avodim to Achashverosh, and therefore we don't say Halil. Now the Gemara is asking, Bein L'Rava, both according to Rava, who says that the reason we don't say Halil is because we're still Avdei Achashverosh. Ubein Rav Nachman, and according to Rav Nachman, who says that the Megillah itself is Halil, Kasha, I can ask you a Kasha. V'otanya, we saw in the Braisa, Mishenichnasu La'aretz Lehuchshuru Kol Arotzos Leimar Shira. At the end of the day, tachlis, the Ness was in Chutz Laretz, and the Braisa says that Ness in Chutz Laretz, you don't say Shira. Answers the Gemara, Kivun Shegalu and Klal Yisrael were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, Chozru Lachshiron Horishon. The other lands again became roi to say Shira if a Ness happened in them. And now the Gemara is going back to the Braisa we saw before about the 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is. Asks the Gemara, Vasu Lekha, Klal Yisrael didn't have more than 48 Nevi'im. Voksiv, it says by Elkanah, Vayhi ish echod minar mosayim tzoifim. And we darshan that Elkanah was echod mi mosayim tzoifim. He was one of the 200 tzoifim, which is another term for Nevi'im, shenisnabu lem li Yisrael, who were giving Nevu'ah to Klal Yisrael at the time. So how can you say there were only 48 Nevi'im? Answers the Gemara, Mihava tuvahava. There were many Nevi'im. Could it tell you, like we saw in the Braisa, Harbin Nevi'im, Omdulem Li Yisrael, through the Doiris, there were many Nevi'im, Kiflaim Kiyetzim Mitzrayim, 1.2 million Nevi'im. In Lemaisa, the Nevi'im mentioned in the Tanakh are only 48, Elo Nevu'ah Shehutzu Chol Doiris, Nichtava. Only the Nevu'ah that was needed to be recorded for all the Doiris, to teach us either how to do tshuva or some halacha, they were written down in the Tanakh. But those nevuos that were only needed at the time, lo nichtava, were not written in the Tanakh. Now that the Gemara had mentioned the pasuk of Vayhi ish echod minar masayim tzayfim, the Gemara is bringing some more drashas on that pasuk. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar, Adam haba mishtei romis, she tzayfis zuye zuy. Elkanah lived in one of the two Ramos that were close to each other. They could see each other. From one Ramo, they could see the other Ramo. Reb Chanan Omar, Reb Chanan says that the Pasuk is teaching us about Elkanah, that Odom haba mibnei Odom, she'imdim berumei shel oilam. He was born from people that were imdim berumei shel oilam. Umanu, who are these people? Explains the Gemara, bnei Kirach. From the bnei Kirach tichsiv, says in the Pasuk, at the end of the story of Korach and his whole congregation being swallowed up, it says of Nei Korach, Loi Mesu, Tonu Mishum Rabbeinu, and the Braisa says in the name of Rav, Mokoim Nisbatzer Lehem Begehenim. There was a special place that Hashem made for them, a type of ledge at the entrance of Gehenim, Ve'omdu Olov, and the Bnei Korach stood on that ledge. And that way, they got saved and they didn't get killed with the rest of the Adas Korach. And since they got saved by standing on that ledge high up from the depths of Gehenim, those people are called Oimdim Berumay Shel Oilam. And now the Gemara is going to tell us, who are these seven Nevi'is? Seven Nevi'is Manninu, says the Gemara, Sara, Miriam, Devaira, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, Ve'Esther. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Makir that each of these were Nevi'is. Sara, how do we know that Sara Imenu was a Nevi'ah? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, that Vayikach Avram v'nochir lohem noshim, Shem Eishes Avram Sarai, v'shem Eishes Nochir Milka bas Horon, Avi Milka v'avi Yischa. So you see here that Horon was the father of Milka and Yischa. V'omer b'Yitzchak, Yischa zu Sara. Another name for Sara was Yischa. V'lama nikra shma Yischa, why was she called that way? She sachsa b'ruach HaKodesh. She saw with Ruach HaKodesh, Shenemar, Koila Shetoymar Elecho Sara Shma B'Koila. So you see from here that Sara Imenu, she was tuned in to Ruach HaKodesh, which is a form of Nevuah. Dava Achir, another explanation why Sara was called Yiska. Yiska, Shakoil Soichin B'Yofya. Everybody gets attracted to her beauty. Miriam, how do we know Miriam was a Nevuah? D'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Batikach Miriam HaNevuah. So before us in the Pasuk, that Miriam was a Nevi'ah. Asks the Gemara, then the Hemshech of the Pasuk there, it says, Vatikach Miriam HaNevi'ah Achois Aharon Es HaTayf B'yada. Asks the Gemara, Achois Aharon? V'loi Achois Moshe? Why is she associated to Aharon more than to Moshe? Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav, Shehoisa Misnaba Keshi Achois Aharon. Already from the age when she was still only the brother of Aharon and not of Moshe, she was already saying Nevu'ah. She would say, Asido imi shateleid bein sheyeshia es Yisrael. My mother is going to give birth to the one that's going to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. Ubashar shenoilad, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, nismalei kol abayis kuloi oira, the whole home was filled with light. Omadovia, at that point, Amram, her father, stood Venoshko al Rosha, gave her a kiss on her forehead, Omar lo, and said to her, Biti, my daughter, Niskaimon Vosech, it's clear that the Mashiach Chalishal has been born. You were right. The Kivan Sheishlichuhule Yoir. Once they threw Moshe, or they had to put Moshe into the Yoir, into the Nile, because they couldn't hide him from the Mitzrim anymore. Omar Dovia Utfocho al Rosha. Her father patted her on the head with his hand. V'omar lo, and he said to her, Biti, my daughter, heichon nevuasech, what happened to your nevuah, that this child was going to be the Moshion shel Yisrael? Haynu d'chsiv, that's why it says in the Pasuk, that after Moshe was put into the Yoir, v'teisatza v'achoysoi meirachoik, l'de'o ma'yi oseloi. This sister Miriam, she was standing from a distance and was watching eagerly to see Lodas Maye Manar, to see what was going to be with this child. She knew that this child was going to be the Mashion Shel Yisrael. She just wasn't sure how it was going to play itself out. Lodas Mayehe Basaif Nivosa. What's going to be the ness that's going to be the cause of the Kiyum HaNevuah? Continues the Gemara, Dvoira, she was a Nevi'a, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Dvoira, Isha Nevi'a, Eishes Lapidais. So it says Mefurash in the Pasuk that she was a Nevi'a. Now the Gemara asks, Mai Eishes Lapidais? Why is she called the wife of Lapidais? We know that she was the wife of Barak. And the answer is, Shehoisa, Oisa, Psilais, Lamigdosh. She was the one that would make the wicks for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh. Well, the Beis HaMikdosh wasn't built yet, but what was the Mikdosh? Before the Beis HaMikdash, in this case it was Mishkan Shilai. And Lapid is a flame, and since she would make the wicks, she was called Eshes Lapidos. Another pasuk it says regarding the Vayra, V'hi Yosheves Tachas Toimer, V'yalu Eileo B'nei Yisrael Lamishpat. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Tachas Tomor. Why does the pasuk have to tell us that she was sitting underneath a date tree? What's the difference what tree she was sitting under? Omer Rav Shimon ben Avshalom, Mishum Yichud. Since this tree is very tall and the branches do not stoop over right down to the ground, and therefore the people sitting under this tree are not hidden from sight of the public, and she sat there in order there should be no issues of Yichud. Dova Achim. Another mahalach, why the pasuk tells us that she was sitting tachas toimer, ma tomor ze, ein le'elo leiv echod. Like this date tree, only has one heart. Rashi explains that the sap, the sorof, is only in its trunk and not in its branches, unlike other trees. Af Yisrael sheba'oisei doir, so too klal Yisrael in the doir of Dvoira, lo yhoi olem elo leiv echod la'aviyem shebashamayim. They were completely dedicated to following Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara, Chana. How do we know that Chana was a Nevi'a? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vatispalil Chana, Vatoymeir, Olatz, Libi, Bashem, Romo, Karni, Bashem. What does it mean, Romo, Karni, Bashem? Romo, Karni, V'loy, Romo, Paki. The kings that were anointed at the time that they were inaugurated with oil that was in a keren, their malchus held on. But those malachim that were anointed with oil that was held in a pach, their malchus was less successful. David or Shlomo shenimshachu bakeren, nimshachu malchuson. David and Shlomo that were anointed with oil that was in a keren, their malchus knew long life. Shaul v'Yehu shenimshachu bapach lo nimshachu malchuson. Shaul and Yehu that were anointed with oil that was in a pach, their malchus did not last. Now, even though Chana lived before the malchus of Shaul and Yehu, nonetheless, Chana already was nisnabe b'nevuah, that's what would happen. And Tosfos says that in Chana's tefillah, there were many more indications to nevuah, on Sancheirev, Nebuchadnezzar, Homon, etc., like the Targum Yonason there explains in the parasha. But the Gemara chose to bring the first pasuk at the beginning of Chana's tefillah. Now the Gemara is darshaning another pasuk in Tfilas Chana. Chana said, "Ein kodosh kashem ki ein biltecho." Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Menashe, "Al tikri biltecho." Don't read it as ki ein biltecho, which means there's none besides for you. Elo ki ein levaloisecho. That Hashem does not get worn down. Shaloike midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam. Human beings, ma'ase yadav mevalin oisai. The person gets worn down and dies often before his own creations the things that man created cease their existence. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevale ma'aseh yadav. Hashem outlives all the things that he created. Nothing ever wears Hashem down. And the end of that pasuk, ve'ein tzur kelikenu, can be understood as ein tzayor kelikenu. There's no artist like Hashem. And the Gemara explains, Adam, when a human being tzor tzura al gabe kaisel, he draws a picture, a painting on a wall. Ve'ein ayochi lehatil baruach u'neshama krovayim u'bnei me'ayim. You can't turn that form into something alive with a ruach and a shama, with insides, intestines. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzor tzura b'toich tzura. He's able within a tzura, within a human being, he's able to create another human being. As we know that children, they get conceived in their mother's womb. And then there's a whole human being that's created within a human being. Umatil baruach and a shama krovayim ubnei me'ayim. And Hashem creates in this tzura, in this yet unborn child, gives it a ruach and a neshama, insides, intestines. And that's what Chano meant, ein tzayor kelikenu. There's no artist like Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Avigail. How do we know that Avigail was a Neviah? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, that when David wanted to kill Novel, then Novel's wife, Avigail, came to David to try and appease him. And the pasuk says, "V'hoya hi roicheves al hachamoyer v'yiredes b'seiser ha'har v'hinei David v'anoshav yerudim likroso v'tivgoy shaisam." Says the Gemara, what does it mean v'yiredes b'seiser ha'har? It should have said v'yiredes min ha'har miboyle. She came down from the mountain. What does it mean b'seiser ha'har? Omar Rabbi Bar Shmuel al iskei dom haba min hastorim. The discussion between Avigail and David was associated to blood that came from hidden places within the woman, which is Dam Nida. What happened? Not lo dam v'herasalei. She took blood, showed it to David HaMelech, and asked him, is this Dam Tome or Dam Tohir? Omar Leis, David said to Avigail, v'chimarim dom balayla. In order to be able to determine exactly what type of blood this is, we need the light of day, and it can't be done at night. Omra loy. So Avigail asked David, V'chidonin dine nefoshes balayla? How can you judge that Novel is chayev misa now at night? We don't judge dine nefoshes at night. Omer lo, David said to Avigail, Moired b'malchus hu, v'loy tzorich lemidayni. Since he is a moired b'malchus, he's chayev misa even without a din. Omro lo, yis Avigail said to David, Adayin shol kayam, v'loy yotzo tivacho bo'ilam. Shol is still alive, and even though you've been appointed as being the next king, it's not yet become publicized that you're the king. And that's, therefore, Novel is not a moired b'malchus. Omar lo, David said to Avigail, Boruch tameich ha'ot asher klisini hayoim azeh miboi badomim. I'm very grateful that you came to me, and he gave her a bracha for having contributed in the fact that David was not going to kill Novel, because indeed it seems that Novel was not chayev misa. Now the Gemara says, Domim? David said to her, miboi badomim. Domim, the word domim, tarti mashma, it means a plural of domim. Really, it should be just once dom. The life of Novel was saved. What's the plural tense? Explains the Gemara, elam lamit regilsa es shoika, she revealed her thigh, v'holach le'uro sholosh parasois. The light, or the warmth, that emanated from her thigh had an influence for three parasois. Omar lo, so David said to her, Hisham ili, you want to lie with me? Omra loy, Avigail said to David, Leisie zois lecha lefuka. Since I'm a nida, that would be totally osa and inappropriate. So it turns out that she saved him not only from the domim of Novel, but also from dam nida. And there's a discussion here how David could suggest such a thing to Avigail. She was an Eshesish. And obviously there are many different mahalchim here in the Achreinim, but we're just explaining the Gemara Kipshutei. Now in that pasuk, when Avigail responded to David, she said, Loi tia zois l'cha l'fuka. I won't let this deed stand against you. But from the word zois, says the Gemara, Michlal de'ike achrita, she was hinting to the fact that, yeah, you won't do an aveira with me, but there will be a time in the future where there's going to be a kishlin. Something's going to go wrong. Umayinu, what is that? Ma'isa de Bathsheva. The story with David and Bathsheva. Umaskono hocha avoy. And that's taka what happened. That David was nichshal with Bathsheva. So this is the proof that Abigail was a Nevi'a. Another pasuk that Abigail said to David, V'hoiso nefesh adoini tzrura bitzreir hachayim es Hashem elikecha. Where she told David that if you don't do an Aveira, you'll be zoicha to chaya ilam abo. Abigail be'etem told David that even though there was going to be a kishlan, at the end, things will sort itself out with tshuva and other mahalchim, and you'll be zoicha to ilam abo. Kathavus miftar aminei, when Abigail was about to leave David, omrole, she said to him, v'heitiv Hashem la'adoini v'zocharto es amosecha. She asked David that in the future he should remember her. Omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, haynu d'omri, isn't she? That's what people are used to saying. Itzo b'hadashusa pilcha. While she's talking, she's also weaving, which means that even though she's talking to David about keeping her husband Novol alive, she was planning for the future, that in the event that her husband would die, that David HaMelech should consider marrying her. Ikid Omra, others compare this to what people say, Shofil v'ozil bar avza v'einoi mitayfei. This is a type of goose, that even though she's very low to the ground, nonetheless, her eyes are always right up, waiting to see where her food would come from. So too, Abigail, even though she was just a simple woman, she saw Baruch HaKodesh b'nevuah that her husband Novel was going to die, and therefore she hinted to David HaMelech that he should remember her beauty, and if and when her husband dies, he should consider marrying her. Chulda, how do we know that Chulda was a Nevi'ah? D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that when Chilkiyahu HaKohen found a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, he said, Vayelech Chilkiyahu HaKohen v'achikom v'achboir v'shofon v'asiya el Chulda ha-Nevi'ah. So you have a Mefurosh Pasuk that Chulda was a Nevi'ah. Asks the Gemara, Ubemokim dekoi Yirmiyahu heicha misnaba ihi. How could Chulda be a Nevi'ah in a time where Yirmiyah Novi was a Novi? It's inappropriate for a Novi to be misnabe, to prophesize, when there's a greater Novi in the place. Answers the Gemara, Omri Bei Rav Mishmei de Rav. They said in the name of Rav, Chulda Krovas Yirmiyahu, so she was a relative of Yirmiyah, v'loihava makbid aleha, and therefore Yirmiyah didn't mind that she was being misnabe. Asks the Gemara, v'yoshia gufei heicha shavik Yirmiyah umashadir legabo. How could Yoshia choose to go to Chulda instead of going to Yirmiyah? Omri debei Reb Shiloi, mipnei she'anoshim rachmonios him. Since noshim are rachmonios, and if the Nevuah would be a bad one, she would beg Hashem for Rachamim, that the Nevuah should be turned to positive. What actually happened was that in the time of Yeshayahu HaMelech, who was a tzaddik, the grandson of Menashe, who was a melech arosha, and the son of Omoin, who was also not a big tzaddik, but when Yeshayahu became the melech, he wanted to fix up what needed fixing up in the Beis HaMikdash. It was about 200 years since the last repairs had been done in the time of the Melech Yehoyosh. When they were looking around to see what needed tikkun, Chilkiyahu HaKohen found a Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and it was hidden in the time of Ochoz. And he found the Sefer Torah that was open in the parish of the Teichacha that says, Yoylich Hashem Oizcha v'esmalkecha ashetokim olecha el agoy ashelo yodoto. And Chilkiyahu HaKohen showed the Sefer Torah to Shofon HaSefer. Shofon HaSefer read it to HaMelech Yeshayahu, and when Melech Yeshayahu heard that this was the pasuk where the Sefer Torah was opened to, he tore his clothes and he sent a message to Chulda HaNevi'ah asking her what to do. And she sent back a message that indeed tzaros are about to befall Klal Yisrael. But since Yoshua HaMelech was humble in the eyes of Hashem, she said that the tragedy would not befall Klal Yisrael in his days. And that's the background of the Gemara we just learned. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says that the reason that Chulda was prophesizing even though Yirmiyah was there, and the reason that Yeshayahu went to Chulda not to Yirmiyah, was that Yirmiyah lo yhav hasam, Yirmiyah was not in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Shaholach lahavzir aseres hashvatim. He went to bring the 10 shvatim back from Golus. Ask the Gemara, Uminalon da'hador, How do we know that the ten Shvatim came back from Galus? Dechsiv, because it says in Nevuat Yecheskel, which was much later after the ten Shvatim were exiled, Ki ha-moichir el ha-mimkar lo yoshuv. Chizkiyahu said b'nevuah that if Klal Yisrael don't do tshuva, then they're going to be sent out of Eretz Yisrael. And since Klal Yisrael won't be in Eretz Yisrael, Yovel will stop, and then those fields that get sold will not come back to their owners. So in the event that Yirmiyah did not bring back the Ten Shvatim, then in the time of Yecheskel that was later, the Ten Shvatim were not here in Eretz Yisrael, and already Yovel was not practiced. So what was Yecheskel saying? If you don't do tshuva, then Yovel will cease because you're going to go into Galus. Efshe Yovel bottle, v'novi misnabi alov shi bottle. Can it be that the Yovel's already bottle from the time when the ten Shvatim were exiled, and Yecheskel is saying, if you don't do tshuva, Yovel will be in his battle? Elo melameid, she Yirmiyah hechziron. Yirmiyah brought back the ten Shvatim, and Yovel was being practiced, and Nevuah was telling them that if they don't do tshuva, then they're going to be exiled again, and Yovel will again stop being practiced. Coming back to our Gemara, since Yirmiyah was in Chutz Laaretz bringing the ten Shvatim back, that's why Yishayahu HaMelech had to ask Chulda how to understand the Pasuk where the Sefer Torah was found open to, and he did not ask Yirmiyah. And now the Gemara adds, V'Yoshiyah ben Omoin molach alein. Yoshiyahu ben Omoin, who was the melech on Yehuda, he also was the melech on the ten Shvatim. Tichsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, when Yoshiyahu burned to the Avodah Zarah, destroyed them, and he took out the bones of those who did Averis from the graves, the Pasuk says, V'yomer mo hatzion haloz asher ani roye, V'yomeru eilov anshe ho'ir, Hakever isho elokim ashebo mi Yehuda, V'yikra et hadvorim ha'eile asher sisa, Al ha-mizbeach beveisel. Asks the Gemara, V'chima tivoi shel Yeshiyahu al ha-mizbeach beveisel. Yeshiyahu was a melech in Yehuda. What was he doing on the Mizbeach that Yerovam built in Beisel, which belonged to the Malchi Yisrael? Elo melamed sheYeshiyahu molach aleim. The Yeshiyahu, Melech Yehuda, was also the Melech on the Aseres HaShvatim when they came back from their Golus. Rav Nachman Omar Mehocha, Rav Nachman brings a different proof that the ten Shvatim came back and Yeshiyahu was a king on them. As it says in the Pasuk, Gam Yehuda shos kotzir loch b'shuvi shvus ami. Hoshea said Nevuah that the Melech of Yehuda would also reign on all the Shvatim that will come back from the Galus. Now the Gemara brings a raya that Esther was a Neviah. Esther, how do we know that she was a Neviah? Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, in Megillas Esther, Vayehi bayim ha-shlishi. On the third day, after the letters were written saying that all the Yidden were to be killed, it says, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, that Esther donned Malchus. Ask the Gemara, Big day Malchus miboyle. It should say that she wore the clothes of Malchus. What does it mean she wore Malchus? Elo shelevoshato ruach hakodesh. She was donned in ruach hakodesh, which is a form of nevuah. Ksiv hocha vatilbash, it says here vatilbash, uksiv hosam, and in divra yomim it says veruach lovsho es amosai. So you see from there that when a person receives ruach hakodesh and nevuah, the term used in the pasuk is levush. And now the Gemara brings another memra about the noshim that were nevi'is. Omer of Nachman, lo yo'o yehirusa lenoshi. Stature is inappropriate for women. Tarati noshi yehiron havyon. There were two women that were very choshev, v'sanyon shmayu, but their names were derogatory. Choda shmo ziburta. One of them was called Dvoira, a wasp, a bee. The Choda shmo karkushta. One of them was called a chulda, some type of a rat. Now the Gemara says, where do we find that these two expressed some form of pride or haughtiness on their level? The Gemara says, Ziburuto, Dvoira oksivbo, it says in the Pasuk, Vatishlach, the Dvoira sent, Vatikro levorok. She called Borok that he should come to her. V'ilu ihi lo ozlo legabe. She didn't go to him. She expected him to come to her. Karkushta. Where do we find that Chulda prided herself on some level? Ksivbo, it says, when she responded to Yeshayahu HaMelech regarding that Sefer Torah that was found open, Imru lo ish. Asher sholach eschem elai. Say to the man who sent you to me. V'lo omro, she didn't say imru lamelech. Say to the king. So you see that in both of these, they respected their own dignity and pride. And it seems that it was because of that nature that they had names that were somewhat derogatory. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a memra about Chuldah HaNaviah. Omer of Nachman, Chuldah mibnei bonov shel Yeshua hoisa. She was a descendant of Yeshua bin Nun. Ksiv Hocha, it says here in Melachim, where it discusses Chuldah HaNaviah, it says Ben Charchas, that she was Ben Charchas. Uksiv Hosom, and regarding the Mokim HaKvura of Yeshua, it says in Shoiftim, Vayikvur Oisoi, Begvul Nachlosoi, Betimnas Cheres. So there's some connection between the Charchas of Chuldah and the Cheres associated to Yeshua. So it seems to be that Chuldah was a descendant of Yeshua bin Nun. Eisvei Rav Eina Saba, Rav Nachman. Rav Eina Saba asked Rav Nachman from a Raisa. It says in the Raisa, Shmoino Nevi'im Veheim Koyanim Yotzu Mirochov Hazoino. It says in the Raisa that there were 8 Nevi'im who were also Koyanim that were descendants of Rochov Hazoino. Ve'eluhein, Neiria, Baruch Vesaroyo, Machseo, Yirmio, Chilkio, Chanamel Vesholim. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Chuldah Nevi'im, Ibnei Boneo, so Rochov Hazoino Isa. Rabbi Yehuda held that Chuldah was a descendant of Rochov Hazoino. Ksiv Hocha, it says regarding Chuldah in Melachim ben Tikva, that she was a descendant of Tikva. Uksiv Hosom, and it says by Rochov in Yeshua, es Tikvas Chut Hashoni, that the rope that she tied to the window to let the two spies out was called a Chut Hashoni, it was a red string. So from the fact that Chuldah is associated to Tikva, it would seem that she's a descendant of Rochav HaZoino and not from Yeshua bin Nun. That's what Rav Eina Saba asked Rav Nachman. The Gemara answers, Omaleh, Rav Nachman answered, Eina Saba. He addressed Rav Eina Saba by the title Eina Saba. V'omrullah, and some say he addressed him as Pasya Uchma, a darkened earthenware kli, mini uminoch tistayim shmaita. It's between the two of us where it became clear exactly where Chuldah HaNaviah came from. The Igaira, v'nasvo Yeshua, Rochav HaZoino was Nizgair, she married Yeshua, and Chuldah was a descendant of that marriage. Asks the Gemara, Umihavid le'izara le'Yeshua, did Yeshua have children? V'oksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Noin b'noi Yeshua b'noi. And the Pasuk does not continue to say who were the children of Yeshua. So it would seem that he didn't have any children. Answers the Gemara, Bonei le'havale, b'noson havalu, he didn't have sons, he had a daughter or daughters, and from those daughters, Chuldah was born some generations later. And now the Gemara asks, Bishleima inhu miforoshi, Yirmiya Chanamel Baruch and Shriya. We know they were Nevi'im, it's Furush Psukim in Novi. Elo Abasayu Minolon. How do we know that Chilkiah, who was the father of Yirmiya, Shulam, the father of Chanamel, Neiria, the father of Baruch, and Mechasya, the father of Shriya, how do we know they were Nevi'im? Answers the Gemara, Kedu Ula. Do Omar Ula, Kol Mokim Sheshmoi, V'Shem Oviv, B'Nevius, B'Yodua Shehu Novi, Ben Novi. Anytime that the Pasuk refers to a Novi by his own name and his father's name, it's coming to tell us that his father was also a Novi. Shmoi V'Loy Shem Oviv, when it refers to the Novi without mentioning the Novi's father, B'Yodua Shehu Novi, V'Loy Ben Novi. You can be sure that only the son is a Novi, not the father. Shmoi v'shem Iroi Mefoirosh, when it says the name of the Novi and the name of the town he lived in, explicitly in the Pasuk, B'yodua shehu Novi me'oise ha'ir, that he was born in that town. Shmoi v'loi shem Iroi, if it says the name of the Novi without mentioning his town, B'yodua shehu mirushalayim, you can assume that the Novi was born in Yerushalayim. So all those fathers mentioned amongst the descendants of Rochav, who are Nevi'im, the way we know they're Nevi'im is because they were mentioned together with their sons, and the Pasuk says Mefurush that the sons were Nevi'im. A similar concept is brought in the Braisa, Umasnita Tana, we learnt in the Braisa, Kol Shem Maisav, Umaisa Avoisav Stumin, whenever we find that his deeds and his father's deeds that are mentioned in the Pasuk, but the Pasuk does not tell us if they were good or bad. Uporat lecho akosuf be'echod mehem. And the pasuk explicitly says either on the father or on the son, lishvach, that their maisim were good maisim. Kagoin, for example, when it says in Tzfanya, Dvar Hashem asher hoya al Tzfanya ben Kushi ben Gedalia, that Tzfanya was a Novi, biyodua asher hu tzadik ben tzadik. We can assume that he was a tzadik, and his father and grandfather were also tzadikim, Kushi and Gedalia. V'chol shepirit lecho akosuf be'echod mem lignai. If one of the, either the child or the parents, are referred to in a derogatory term, kagoin, like it says in Yirmiyah, v'hi b'chidish ha'shvi bo Yishmoel ben Nesanyo ben Elishama. And we know that Yishmoel was the one that killed Gedalia ben Achikom, who was a tzaddik. B'yodua shehu Rosha ben Rosha. Since in the same string it says Yishmoel ben Nesanya ben Elishama, and Yishmoel we know clearly was a Rosha, we can assume that Nesanya and Elishama, who were his ancestors, that they were also Roshoim.